This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The reaction, or the lack of reaction, towards the murderous activities of Planned Parenthood and other organizations is just appalling. I'm talking about the reaction, or the lack of it, of our spineless political establishment. Now, I'd like to bring you back to how it all developed, and I want to show you that what we are experiencing regarding Planned Parenthood is actually only the tip of the iceberg. Now, again, I want to warn you that some of the things I'm going to say today are very, very blatant and could be disturbing to some of our viewers. An article by the Boston Globe, dated July 22, talked about Dr. Deroba Nukatola, the Parenthood's senior director of medical services, quote, really detailing in an undercover video the ins and outs of harvesting the body parts of aborted fetuses, which are then sold for research. Selling fetal organs for profit is illegal under federal law, yet Nukatola appears quite candid in describing Planned Parenthood's lively commercial interest in human tissue from abortion. We have been very good at getting heart, lung, liver, because we know that, she says. She talks about properly training abortion doctors using ultrasound to ensure that forceps don't damage organs destined for sale. When she's asked for a price range, she replies, I would say it's probably anywhere between $30 to $100 per specimen, depending on the facility. Now, the article goes on to say that as a matter of law, Planned Parenthood may be on solid ground. But it is not illegality that makes this video so scandalous. And by the way, there have been several other videos released after that. It's the immorality. It's the nonchalance with which Planned Parenthood senior medical director smoothes about dismembering a healthy unborn child and selling its parts for anywhere from $30 to $100 apiece. It's a sheer indifference to the enormity of destroying life in the womb and then, quote-unquote, donating the wreckage for money. That comes close to the problem, but the problem is much bigger than that even. But let me, first of all, continue with an article from Breitbart, dated July 29, saying this. The House is leaving for its summer recess until September without voting on legislation to defund Planned Parenthood in the wake of the recent gruesome videos released of the abortion giant's practice of harvesting the body parts of aborted babies for sale to biochemical or medical companies. You know, Planned Parenthood is getting about anywhere to $500 million a year in taxpayer funding. And so Congress was supposed to look into that. The House, spineless politicians, take off for summer vacation. It says here some of the House Republican leaders have lambasted the videos. The Hills reports they have indicated legislation to defund Planned Parenthood would not likely come up for a vote in the near future. Now, then there was another legislation pending in front of the Senate. Now, that was bounced too. Now, they took a vote on that one, but of course it was defeated. Newsmax wrote on August 4 that on Monday afternoon, a standalone Republican-led bill to defund Planned Parenthood failed to defeat a Democratic filibuster, securing 53 votes in favor and 46 against. While Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has promised no government shutdowns on his watch, presidential candidate Donald Trump says the only way to get rid of Planned Parenthood money is to shut the government down. Now we'll see what happens, if anything, in this regard. As I am recording this program, Another shocking revelation has been revealed. Breitbart reported on August 5. Now, again, you need to listen to this carefully. You got to shake your head when you hear about the gruesome details of what I'm going to read to you now. Medical researchers are growing human organs in mice by implanting dead human baby organs into rodents, a practice that stands to gain greater scrutiny in light of undercover videos exposing what appears to be Planned Parenthood affiliates selling aborted baby parts to medical procurement companies like Stem Express. These mice or rats are created by removing a human organ, such as a kidney, from a dead human baby and implanting it into a mouse or rat for the purpose of medical research. Stem Express is the primary buyer of baby parts from Planned Parenthood. It is claimed that all donors consent to donating the aborted baby parts. Questions have arisen, however, over whether the mothers donating are truly informed as required under parameters for organ donation. While the mothers may not be receiving direct compensation, ethical questions over these experiments have arisen over creating a potential incentive to induce a pregnant woman to choose abortion. Now, I could go on. As I said, by now there are at least 5 videos which have been released. This article actually says that Stem Express got a court order prohibiting further release of videos. I wonder why they don't like those to be released. And I wonder how the court could actually follow that request and grant it. But you know, when I read about these things, I have to tell you, I didn't even want to watch those videos, but I read about them. I was reminded of Nazi Germany. I was reminded of the infamous Wannsee Conference. You might have heard about it. That is when the Nazis got together, leading officials, to discuss the final solution, trying to find out how can they now speedily wipe out the Jewish race and other minorities. And the way in which this was done, and of course there are records about it, or transcripts, it is just absolutely brutal. It's the same kind of nonchalance which you are confronted with now when you listen to these Planned Parenthood officials. In addition, as you should know, when all these people were killed, murdered, brutally murdered in those concentration camps, the Nazis took commercial advantage from that. They took hair, they took skin, they took, of course, teeth, specifically all the gold, like gold fillings, gold watches, whatever those victims had. And they used it for their political and, of course, economic gain. To top it all off, they would send bills to the relatives of those whom they had killed and murdered in those concentration camps, asking them to pay for the procedures. Can we see how far this world has gotten away from God? The Bible warns us, and you can read about this in Revelation chapter 18 and verse 13, that the harvesting and the commercial sale of body parts is something which is going to increase in these end times. And people don't seem to care that much. When Democratic politicians tell us that they are in favor of Planned Parenthood's organization and their activities, and they are for the choice, pro-choice, what choice are they talking about? They're talking about the choice of the parents to kill, to murder their children. If a child would have been born, parents who would do that in the same way would end up on death row, in all likelihood. So when I said that the parenthood, the Planned Parenthood's activities are just the tip of the iceberg, what I'm saying is that we have to go back to the cause of it all. And the cause has a lot to do with abortion. I found an interesting article by Newsmax dated July 31 talking about former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who said this, and he didn't mince any words. There is nothing that they do, talking about Planned Parenthood and on other organizations like them, there is nothing that they do, which is very little for women's health, that couldn't be done by better and more responsible providers rather than these butchers who are out there justifying and defending the slaughter of children and the selling of their parts. It's time for us to get honest. Let's end this scourge of abortion, he added. 55 million unborn children have died in what ought to be the safest place in the world, in a mother's womb. 55 million. We as a culture, as a civilization, need to come to grips with the evil of this practice. He goes on to say that he would invoke the 5th and 14th Amendments for the protection of every human being to stop abortions, going on to say that the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision was wrong, to cite the right to privacy as a reason for allowing abortion. Since when is a right to privacy a justification to murder an innocent victim? That's a question I would like to ask. We have prepared a booklet, my friends. Are you already born again? Now, this booklet may or may not, in your mind, have anything to do with what I'm saying, but it has a lot to do with what I'm talking about in this program, because this booklet draws parallels between physical and spiritual conception and birth. And it talks at great length about abortion, the fact that physical abortion is murder. It is murder in the eyes of God. And all those who are proposing that this is a right a woman should have to choose to murder a child are as guilty as those who are participating in this horrible, abominable, terrible practice. Do you believe that God for 1 second would look at that and say, oh yeah, this is great and I can most certainly endorse this kind of a practice where millions of innocent children are butchered, are murdered, are killed, the lives of those are being wiped out? Because of what? And then donations are being given and organizations, institutions come in and use those body parts to even get further commercial benefits in one way or another. It's just a horrible thing. And the Bible has warned us that in these end times, horrible, terrible, abominable things are going to happen. And you are being asked whether you are sighing and crying over the abominations happening in your neighborhood, maybe in front of your very eyes, or are you so indifferent that you don't care about it anymore? Please read our free booklet, Are You Already Born Again? And it will show you the terrible ways and procedures in which innocent children are being killed, slaughtered, murdered. And if you read that, and if you read those facts, and then you still feel that abortion is something you could possibly endorse, then I have to ask yourself, how much of a heart do you still have? So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.